Hey everybody, thanks for listening to On the Podcast, short episode format podcast to give you something to do while you kill time doing your business on the pod. Or maybe you've decided to do a coffee enema.
You got at least 15 minutes.
You got 15 minutes.
Something.
You gotta kill time. And kill parasites.
Parasites and bacteria and gallstones.
Mm-hmm. Put on an episode of our podcast and learn a little bit.
That's all I'm gonna say. Do whatever else on the floor.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Liz.
Hey Liz.
Hey Katie.
What are we talking about today?
Katie, I'm here to tell you dragons are real.
Yes. So, I heard something about this like 2 weeks ago and I was, And I was like, what the hell?
Was it about the blue dragon?
No, I don't really remember. It was about like, dragon fossils being found.
We're not going to talk about that.
No.
We're talking about a creature that is ruining spring breakers who are headed to Texas.
Oh, that kind of dragon. Side note, there were like dragon fossils found. Go look that up. Like medieval dragons.
On it.
Liz, I never did the traditional like, woo, spring break. Yeah. So screw those guys. Their spring break should be ruined.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. Tell me all about
it. Okay. Let's get into it. This thing is formally known as the Glaucus atlanticus.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
Cool.
It's actually a sea slug.
It looks like legs with fingers, doesn't it? Just like little sprawled
thing. Oh, you know what I'm
thing.
Talking about.
I think I do know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's like very salad fingers-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, but blue. It floats upside down and hangs out on the surface of the water. It's blue on top to mimic the water and mm-hmm. silver on bottom to mimic the sky.
Oh, okay.
When it's floating, so whatever. It eats the Portuguese man-o-war.
It eats it?
It eats the Portuguese man-o-war.
Wow. So is it like super poisonous? Does it absorb that poison and then just becomes more?
Okay, all right.
Wow, I should do this episode.
Tell me about the blue dragon. Yeah, so it eats the Portuguese man-o-war, and it eats other venomous organisms, and then it basically takes that venom and stores it in its little finger things.
Oh, and becomes super venom.
Exactly. It's cool. They're cool.
Except maybe not if you touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Keep going.
So they are 1.2 inches in length.
Oh, little guys.
Little guys. And they can live up to a year. Mm-hmm. They have 6 appendages that branch out like salad fingers.
The technical term, salad fingers. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They're flat. They have stripes on their head. And they're usually found in tropical and subtropical areas. And they are carried by the wind and ocean currents.
So they're not only in, oh no, okay, wind currents on the water. I was going to say like
yeah, because they're floating
the
like, they're literally
the
right on the surface.
Okay.
That's how they get places.
Yeah.
They don't swim. They have serrated teeth, scary.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
Does it doesn't have like a face though, right? It just is like blob. Does it have a face?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it has teeth.
Yeah.
I need to look at this picture. I need to see a picture
look
of
up.
It.
They're found in South Africa, Mozambique, the Azores. I learned what the Azores were the other day. The Gulf of California, Australia, Portugal, India, and they started being found in the Gulf of Mexico in 2022.
Oh, no. Climate change. Yeah, this is exactly what I was thinking what it is.
Yeah, it's got a little head, face.
Sort of.
Like a smiley face.
But, like, it's more of like... eye blob creature.
I think they're adorable.
Until it stings you with its venom.
Yep. So we've already talked about them preying on the Portuguese man of war.
Uh-huh.
Man o' war, my bad. I wanted to tell you the other ones that it preys on because I love these names. The By the Wind Sailor.
I don't know what that is.
Blue Button.
Also blue.
And Violet Snail.
Violet Snail. Mm-hmm. Are these all, like, venomous things?
I assume so, and they're all very weird looking.
Huh.
They're hermaphrodites.
Cool.
Yep, and they reproduce on the right side of their body.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. All right.
They lay up to 20 eggs in one egg string, and they lay that in pieces of wood or carcasses. So fun. And they can lay 55 egg strings per hour. So they're out there laying
yikes.
A lot.
Yikes. So, like when I go to the beach in California,
yeah.
Sometimes there's like red tide alert.
Uh-huh.
So in Galveston, is there like blue dragon alerts
before
you get in the water?
I found this from a news article.
Mm.
I read the news once every 3 months. And all I saw was that there was a warning to, like, avoid the waters because of the...
So I'm sure dragon. It's, like, similar. They say, like, don't go in the water. There's a bunch of blue dragons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched this little video of this guy who... Let me explain what happens when you get stung. Mm. It can lead to nausea, pain, vomiting. What the hell is pumps? You grow high heels. Red skin, hyperpigmentation, allergic contact dermatitis, and you may end up in the hospital. So I watched this video of this guy sticking his hand into this space with blue dragons to prove that you shouldn't do it.
Cool.
And he gets one on his hand, and then it cuts to him in the hospital.
Yeah. Idiot. Like, so, if you're doing that video, I don't know, use like a... scoop or shovel. I don't use your hand.
Well, he was showing what happens if you get stung.
Why would you do that?
Because
you don't want to like put venom in your body on purpose. I guess
monkey see, monkey do, right? So believe it or not, peeing on the sting wound does not help.
No,
this is not a jellyfish.
Does that actually help for jellyfish? Do we know? I don't either.
Couldn't tell you. But the best remedy is pain meds and then hot water plus vinegar.
Mm.
And that, my friend, is the blue dragon.
All right. So if you're going to...
I think they're adorable. I want a bucket of them.
Have a bucket of them. Don't touch them, though.
No.
All right. Well, so if you're going to the southern United States...
Going to the Gulf.
Going to the Gulf. Watch out for the blue dragons.
Just don't go. Just... change your plans.
Well, there's also like brain-eating amoebas in warm water too, which I feel like always happens in that part of the world. Yeah.
Isn't that in like lakes?
Yeah. But, you know, dangerous water is everywhere.
Just avoid water entirely.
Okay. Thanks, Liz.
Yeah. Hey, you're welcome.
So what's that inside my body?
A little Portuguese man-o-war venom.
And a little bit of knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay. See you next time.
Bye.